I don't know anything right now. You know, we took him off the field, and I'll get a full report probably in the morning in terms of what it was. It looked like it was a head injury, so we'll see. But nothing serious.
Okay? Are you concerned, though, about safety depth? You know, because you had a couple of more.
Yeah, I'm concerned about depth across the board, really. Not necessarily just at the safety position. Some positions we're deeper than others. But this is the time that guys are going to have to develop, and we have to develop them. And there's going to be guys that are going to get banged up and nicked up, and really that's what's happened thus far in training camp. Not lost anybody for the season. It's just the rigmaroles and the things that happen in training camp.
Coach, the way this goes, I know health is always an issue, but other than that, did you accomplish what you wanted to tonight?
I certainly did. Really wanted to expose our young players to what it's going to be like next Friday in terms of intensity. They're going to see a little bit more intensity next week than they face tonight, but I think they've got a little taste of what it's going to be like in the Dome next Saturday night. Or Friday night.
Coach, can you just comment about this event, how it's grown over the years, what it means to participate in a high school field?
You love this music?
Yeah, I love this. Let's stay. Let's break dance, right? This event is one of my favorite events. I'm very familiar with high school football in the state of Georgia and Atlanta. I spent about 14 years recruiting Atlanta. I know a lot of head coaches, a lot of coaches. I've got four of my former players that are head coaches in the metro Atlanta area. And there's nothing like a Friday night in the fall and late summer in the state of Georgia in terms of watching high school football. It allows us to return back to our roots.
Coach, just talk a little bit about Prince Shembo and the way he was able to stay involved with the defense during the scrimmage.
I thought Prince did a very nice job. You know, Prince is on a fast track to learn multiple positions, very similar to what we did with Sean Weatherspoon when Sean was a rookie. We have him playing multiple positions at the linebacker and in our sub backers. I think it's over, guys.